But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We got to give you not only our top 6 teams in the NFL entering week 18, 1-6, but we also have to give you our 6 picks against the NFL spread, including the Cowboys and the Commanders. Let's do it, baby. That's right, a 4-2 week last week puts us at 44, 45, and 2 on the year. We barely lost the Rams-Cardinals game, but we lost. We did win the Bills minus the 9.5 against the Jets, the Jaguars plus 1 against Tennessee, Minnesota minus 1.5 against Green Bay, and we had the Commanders minus 4.5 at home against Atlanta for our 4 wins. We lost, again, the Rams, Arizona, and we lost Saints and Las Vegas. All right, so let's get to it. 44, 45, and 2. Let's see if we can get over 500 on the year. Game 1, tomorrow afternoon. In Baltimore, hun. Listen, Cleveland stinks. Dorian Thompson Robinson, I wouldn't trust him if you paid me. I got it. I understand. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, all of that. Zay Flowers, I got it. The Browns are awful. They're 3-13. But it's still a division game. And I feel like, despite the music letting me down, I feel like the Browns can hang in there. They're not going to win. I'm not saying that they're going to win, but they are plus 20. They're 20-point dogs. I'm sorry. I'm a sucker. I can't resist. Give me the fighting Dorian Thompson Robinsons, who should worry more about, like, playing better than how people refer to him, DTR and all that crap. I guess he doesn't want to be known as that. Whatever. I don't care. You're DTR to me. Plus 20 are the Brownies in Baltimore, hon, tomorrow afternoon. Saturday night, game 2 of a doubleheader. A double dip on Saturday. Stay warm by the fire, baby. The Pittsburgh Steelers have fallen on hard times. Yes, they have. I think they've lost 3 in a row. It might be 4 in a row. And now they take on hard-charging Cincinnati. They are 2.5-point dogs at home. At some point, I'm going to be right on the Steelers, who I've had a lot of faith in down the stretch here, and they've failed me almost every time. But I know Cincinnati's really good. Offensively, I got it. I understand that, but they're a little bit banged up at running back. That's going to hurt them a little bit. The weather, obviously, is probably going to be frigid at best. I think I saw 22 degrees, somewhere in that range around game time. Remember, it's Saturday night in Pittsburgh. Give me the Steelers plus the 2.5 against Joey B and the Bengals, who everybody wants in the playoffs. Because Joe Burrow is so fun. And he is. Pittsburgh plus the 2.5. Game 3. Again, I'm kind of a sucker here, and I'll admit it. I have no rhyme or reason for this pick. Tampa Bay is going to win. They're at Raymond James. They do have the chance to advance up to the 3 seed, whatever that's ultimately worth. I mean, I think it's worth something. You get to avoid Detroit and or Minnesota. I'd rather take on Washington or Green Bay, but whatever. The Saints are 14-point underdogs in Tampa. And again, games are blowouts all the time. I'll just take my chances. If you give me such a wide margin that the Saints can somehow hang in there. They have been more competitive under Darren Rizzi. They are super duper banged up still. Got it. Tampa, Baker Mayfield was hot, hot, hot. 5 touchdowns last week. Baker, as we know, kind of rides the roller coaster a little bit. I'll just say the Saints, I think, can hang in there. They won't win, but give me the Saints plus the 14. So if you're with me, 2 of my first 3 picks, Cleveland plus 20, Saints plus 14. Game number 4. We just gave you the list. Matthew Stafford, no Kyren Williams, no Cooper Kupp, no Puka Nacua, couple of offensive linemen down. The Rams are 6.5-point dogs at home. I was listening to one of the Odyssey Infinity Sports Radio minutes. I forget who did it. But apparently Geno Smith's got all sorts of huge incentives available in this game that he can make like an extra $4 or $5 million somehow. I think between that and the Rams basically mailing it in like they do every preseason game, give me Seattle minus 6.5. And even though Seattle's not going to the playoffs, they'd like to win 10 games in Mike McDonald's first year. That says something. I don't know what it says, but it says something. Give me Seattle minus 6.5 on the road against the Rams. Game number 5, the game of the week, Sunday Night Football. Detroit on the short week, semi-long travel, coming up from San Francisco Monday night late. Minnesota on the road, yes. An intimidating place to play, sure. They're not that intimidated. Unless Sam Darnold craps in his pants, which he hasn't really done much of this year. I like the Vikings. Plus the 2.5. Detroit's defense shredded with injury. Gave up a lot of points to that 49er offense last Monday night. Again, short week. Maybe they should have rested. They should have eased off. Give me Minnesota on the road plus 2.5 over Detroit. And finally, the Commanders and the Cowboys. Line sits at 6.5 on ESPN Bet. It's just what I happen to pull up and use. No affiliation. 6.5. I think the Commanders win this game. The question for me all along has been, how much do they win it by? I see this game being a first half kind of authoritative step by the Commanders. And maybe they let off the gas pedal in the second half a little bit. Let Dallas close the gap. Let Dallas close the door. But late somehow, last couple of minutes of the game, the Commanders re-exert a little authority and close it out, win by 6.5. Maybe it's just a touchdown. Maybe it's barely a cover. Give me the Commanders. Minus 6.5, baby, in Dallas on Sunday afternoon. So, Cleveland plus 20 at Baltimore. Pittsburgh plus 2.5 at home against Cincinnati tomorrow night. Saints plus 14 at Tampa. Seattle minus 6.5 at the Rams. Minnesota plus 2.5 over Detroit in Motown. And the Commanders minus 6.5 over the Cowboys. And finally, our Super Six Pack. 6 NFL teams ranked 1 through 6. No committee, no nothing, no honorable mention, unlike others. We don't waste any time with that. The Kansas City Chiefs stay at number 1. Duh. Even though they're likely to lose and they're almost 11-point dogs this week. Number 2, Buffalo. The Bills. Let's go, Buffalo. Number 3, the Detroit Lions, playing for the top seed in the conference Sunday night at home. Number 4, the team that they'll play against, the Minnesota Vikings. What a year for KOC and Sam Darnold, man. Whew. You got a lot of weapons, but what a year. Team number five, the Baltimore Ravens. And number six, even though the Eagles beat them, I still go Ravens over the Eagles because of how banged up right now the Eagles are. Now, Saquon Barkley's just resting because the game doesn't really mean anything. But Jalen Hurts, Kenny Pickett, I got to factor that in because I don't know how, who, what those guys are going to be like next week in the playoffs. So give me the Eagles six behind the Ravens, even though the Eagles beat the Ravens in the regular season just a couple of weeks ago. And you can make an argument. The Ravens at 11-5, who are two games behind the Eagles. Again, the Eagles beat the Ravens two games behind. Because of those injury unknowns, I'm slightly leaning towards the Ravens. Maybe a little controversial. I don't know. That's just the way I feel. All right, so real quickly going through that. 1-6, Chiefs, Buffalo, Detroit, Minnesota, Baltimore, Eagles, number six. I'm probably shortchanging the Eagles, but the injury questions are huge for me. All right, that does it for our final regular season Super Six-Pack, dual Super Six-Packs for a Sunday, Week 18 in the NFL.